everyone. Welcome to the New Heart Church Leadership Podcast. We believe that as you invest and listen to this message, that your life is going to move forward. So get ready for an incredible message.
I want to talk about this idea very quickly about win over what? Win over what? There's two verses in Proverbs back to back that sometimes don't even make any sense. And when I read them back to back, I was like, for sure, Solomon drank a little too much wine. Because these are back to back. Look at this. He says, don't answer the foolish argument of fools, or you will become as foolish as they are. That makes sense, everybody, right? Yeah. Don't answer the foolish arguments of fools, or you'll become as foolish as they are. What he basically saying, don't get up in a foolish person's talk, because they're morons, and then you will look like a moron. So don't do it. This is the next verse. Be sure to answer the foolish arguments of fools, or they will become wise in their own estimation. Which one is it? Don't answer. Be sure to answer. So the idea here, you see, is there is absolutely a timing issue when you are trying to lead people. And we all are foolish in our lives. We're all foolish in our lives. There are moments where you don't do the right thing all the time. But as you're leading people who might be falling into some foolish things, when do you speak and when do you not speak? When do you step into something and when do you not? When you see somebody who's doing something dumb, when do you say, don't do that dumb thing? And when do you say, well, you're dumb, and you will learn how to be dumb as you continue to be dumb, but I'm not going to be dumb with you. When do you jump into this? Because it was so interesting to me as I was reading this, I was thinking, this is leadership. This is a moment where you've got to decide, when is the moment do I say something and when do I shut up? Because I don't know about you, but I have been caught too many times saying the wrong thing, not saying the right thing at the wrong time, and actually hurting the whole situation and making a fool of myself and not stepping into something that I needed to at the time that I needed to do it, because I was like, well, I just don't know, and this is probably not my place, and this is not my time. And what I didn't understand was a lot of times, especially when we're talking about leadership is about timing. And a lot of times we're more worried about what we say than when we say it. And it's not so much what you say, it's more about when you say it. It is more about understanding the timing of when you're we get hung up way too much on saying the perfect thing at the perfect time. Yeah. Or way too much about, I just need this perfect thing crafted a perfect way. Instead of, God, when? When? When do you want me? When do you want me? When you say yes, I say yes. When you say no, I say no. And there's this whole idea of understanding the timing. And so let me give you real quick some things that will help us for guideposts for timing. One, when do I say something? One, if the situation or person is your responsibility. If the situation or person is your responsibility, you can't shrink back from your responsibility and hope something just goes away. If God put you there, say something. I say a lot more things. I will almost never say anything to somebody else's kid unless they're going to get hurt or something like that. But I say all the things to my son because my son is my responsibility. My daughter is my responsibility. So one of the guideposts that you can look at, is this my person, my responsibility? Did God put me here at this moment? Then step into it. And the adverse is also true. If it's not your responsibility, but you see somebody doing something stupid, you might not need to say anything at that moment. And let stupid be a teacher for them. Number two, this is another one, you know when to say something. If they ask you for wisdom, if they ask, if a lot of times if people aren't asking, the things that you're going to be talking to them about is wasted breath. If they're not asking for input, a lot of times you are going to have to then try to convince them why they need to listen to you. And when you start getting on the convincing train, I'm telling you, it is so much wasted energy, and it frustrates you so much when people don't do what you know they need to do. So just wait to be asked. But again, you have to have these things working together. If it's your responsibility, don't wait to be asked. Just jump in there. But again, if it's not your responsibility, then I would say wait to be asked. Because then when you're asked, then people are very thankful that you are saying something. And then they start going through, they start understanding why it's so good to ask questions. And can I say, this is why it's so good to ask questions. Not be questioning, but ask questions. So questioning is more about why do we do it like that? And questions is, a lot of times when you're asking questions, you're saying, how can I be better? Do you see the difference? When you ask questions, you're more like, how can I do it better? How can I be better? When you're questioning, you say, why do you do that like that? Because I've seen it done, it just comes from a different space. And a lot of time, if you want to really boil it down, what you see is when you just ask questions, you're not being questioning. You ask questions, that's humility. When you're being questioning, you're trying to prove something. And so that's on the question thing. Number three, this is when you know you should say something. If they've listened in the past. Track record is important in leadership. I want to teach to track record. So if you listen to me in the past, you will listen to me in the future. And so I'm going to look back and say, the last time I said something, did they listen? The last time I said something, not that we're always right. I know that sometimes we are wrong. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is you need to understand, and we need to understand, that if somebody didn't care about your wisdom 2 years ago, they're not going to probably care about your wisdom right now. And so, and a lot of times, we don't act on track record. And it comes from a good place because we love people's potential to be better. But can I say, as a leader, my time and my energy is valuable, and I want to treat it as valuable. And so one of the ways I'm going to treat it as valuable is I'm going to use it on people and use it with people who treat it as valuable as well. And so the way that I can see if they treat it as valuable is if they've treated it valuable in the past. And so I'm going to run and teach on track record and say this. And the adverse is true. So meaning if it wasn't good back then, I don't think it's magically going to change. Until, listen, I understand people can change. But when they change, you will see a track record change.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
A lot of times, when it comes to seeing people's track record, what we do is we say, okay, I'm just going to give them another chance because all of that other stuff was in the past, and that's the past, and they're going to have a new start and a new thing. I get that. That's awesome. Let's give people other chances. But let's also watch what they do with the next chance and then judge on what they did with that next chance. I'll give this example real quick on this piece. A lot of times I've seen our leadership work out like this, especially in church. And I'm going to use a scripture to illustrate it. It would be like with the parable of the talents, when the one who had the one bag of silver came to God and said, here you go, here's your bag of silver. God then looking at that servant and saying, you know what, I just need to give him two more bags. That's not what happened. But what did happen was Jesus said, that God gave two bags to what? He gave that other bag to the guy who had 10. Why? Track record. There's nothing, you are not judging people when you look at track record. We've got to get away from this in leadership. We have to. You have to be able to see, okay, I gotta watch track record here because this, I'm going back to scripture here. This is one of the moments where I shouldn't say something. He said, don't get into arguments with fools because you're gonna look foolish. This is a moment where I shouldn't say anything because of the track record. So I'm quiet here. This is something, but you have to have a balance because there's sometimes you have to say things. Last thing, and then we're done. This is when you know you can say something to somebody. If they value being wise over being right. If they value being wise over being right. When people come to you and they don't need to prove to you their own idea, you're probably at a good place to let a lot of things be said to them. But if people come to you and are constantly trying to prove their own position, I'm telling you, you might have a lot of wasted words if you're trying to convince somebody in that moment. And so this is a moment where you're like, I'm just not going to say a lot right here because there's no fruit here. But if somebody values being wise over being right, let them have everything you've got because it will help them and it will help you. But again, it's not so much, a lot of times, it is not so much about what you say, it's when you say it. Because you can say the perfect thing at the wrong time, and it means nothing. But you can say an okay thing at the right time, and it changed the trajectory of every of that person's life. Because it was timing. So I'm going to read the scripture one more time, and then we're done. Don't answer the foolish arguments of fools, or you will become as foolish as they are. But be sure to answer foolish arguments of fools, or they will become wise in their own estimation. So God, I pray that you'd help us understand timing. God, that it's not so much what, it's about when. And God, help us be leaders that are on your timing and not ours. In Jesus' name, amen.